chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell them a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Read by Gary.
"You'll see me there," said the cat, and vanished. Alice was not too much surprised at this. She was getting so used to queer things happening. While she was looking at the place where it had been, it suddenly appeared again.
"By the by, what became of the baby?" said the cat.
"It turned into a pig," Alice quietly said, just as if it had come back in a natural way.
"I thought it would," said the cat, and vanished again.
Alice waited a little, half expecting to see it again, but it did not appear, and after a minute or two she walked on in the direction in which the March Hare was said to live.
"I've seen hatters before," she said to herself.
"The March Hare will be much the most interesting, and perhaps, as this is May, it won't be raving mad, at least not so mad as it was in March." As she said this, she looked up, and there was the cat again, sitting on a branch of a tree.
"Did you say pig or fig?" said the cat.
"I said pig," replied Alice, "and I wish you wouldn't keep appearing and vanishing so suddenly. You make one quite giddy."
"All right," said the cat,
and this time it vanished quite slowly, beginning with the end of the tail and ending with the grin, which remained some time after the rest of it had gone.
"Well, I've often seen a cat without a grin," thought Alice, "but a grin without a cat? It's the most curious thing I ever saw in my life."
She had not gone much farther before she came in sight of the house of the March Hare. She thought it must be the right house because the chimneys were shaped like ears and the roof was thatched with fur. It was so large a house that she did not like to go near till she had nibbled some more of the left-hand bit of mushroom and raised herself up to about 2 feet high. Even then, she walked up toward it rather timidly, saying to herself, "Suppose it should be raving mad after all. I almost wish I'd gone to see the Hatter instead."